Ramsey TV.
What? What? Controversy in the body of Christ? Concerning the timing of the snatching away? How could it be? Controversy, controversy, how could it be? Well, it exists between thee and me. Sometimes it shouldn't. I'm here to straighten it all out. I'm here to straighten it all out in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Yeah, that's right. You know where I'm going. The man of lawlessness, the detainer, the secret of lawlessness, the presence of the Lord, the day of the Lord. It's all here packed in the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. If I can get all this in today in one show, it will be amazing, but I have been known to do such things. Because I am Martin Zender, the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, and I'm happy to be coming to you once again from my kitchen in Fort Lauderdale. Now we're going to go right to the scriptures. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, this concerns the timing of the presence of the Lord for the body of Christ. You have to know right from the beginning that the word presence, the word parousia in the scripture, when you say that, those in the know, ooh, parousia, ooh, he's talking about the presence of the Lord. Yeah. It's a two-bit Greek word, parousia. It means presence. When they sent out a wedding invitation in the Greek days of the Greeks back then, I don't know, do they still do it now? Is that still a word in the Greek? I don't know. They sent out a wedding invitation. We request the pleasure of your parousia. We respect, we expect your presence. We look forward to your parousia. Oh, that's a scriptural, that's a holy word, parousia. No, it's not. It's a two-bit Greek word. It only means presence. We request your parousia. We shall be serving hors d'oeuvres. We shall be serving a rack of lamb. And we shall be serving the finest wine, dependent on your parousia at our feast. Your presence, that's all it means. So, when you see the word parousia in the Greek, you don't want to start hyperventilating and thinking you know what that is. You have to look at the context. It's all about context. Or as Dr. Eva would say, it's all about the context. All I ask for is the freaking context. Is that too difficult? Okay. We are asking you, brethren. Hang on. Got something coming up on my screen here. Get away from me, iDrive. I don't want to hear from you right now. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we are asking you, brethren, for the sake of the presence of our Lord. Parousia, there it is. All I want is the freaking context. Is that too difficult? For the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling to him. Paul is referencing 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Our assembling of the body of Christ to the Lord, being snatched away, meeting the Lord in the air. Paul says that I don't want you to be quickly shaken from your mind, nor yet be alarmed, either through spirit, or through word, or through an epistle, as through us, as that the day of the Lord is present. First thing I want to tell you, be comforted, and that even these believers back in the first century, they were looking for the coming of the Lord. They were anticipating it. They were looking for the parousia, and it's a normal human thing. So we're in good company with these folks here. But these folks, and really, I've heard it around these days, things were so bad, they were being persecuted so hotly that they thought perhaps the day of the Lord was already present. Let's go on. Don't be quickly shaken nor alarmed. Well, they thought that they had missed the snatching away. That was their main concern because they looked around, they saw this persecution, and they thought, here's the tribulation is here, the day of the Lord. That's the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord, let me remind you, begins with the tribulation. The 1,000 years is also the day of the Lord. But the day of the Lord is like, hey, here he comes during the tribulation, and here he is during the kingdom. It's all the day of the Lord. It is the ending of the day of man. The day of man ends after 6,000 years. And there's a birth pangs in there. There's this transition period called the tribulation. It's the last 7 years that still remains from Daniel's prophecy of 77s, that is 490 years given to the people of God. Martin, there's been more than 490 years. What are you talking about? Don't you got a calculator? Well, I don't need it. Well, yeah, you do need a calculator. God doesn't count time when Israel is apostate or when she is ruled by foreign powers. Certainly not counting time during this era of the nations when Israel's on the back burner. Okay, I talked about all of that during the Revelation series. There's only 800 shows there. Some of you brave souls have started this. The 800 show Revelation series, and your troopers. You're binge watching it, and you're trying to catch up to it before the actual tribulation starts, before the snatching away occurs. It's all about timing here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Don't be quickly shaken from your mind. Do not be alarmed. See, Paul's into comforting them either through spirit, that is some false spirit. Some person comes along and says, I have a word from the Lord. What's your word from the Lord? This is the day of the Lord is present. We've all missed the tribulation. What, you speak in that voice? You think that's a spiritual revelation? It's always a spiritual revelation when I speak like this. No, it's not. See, it's a false spiritual thing. So don't be shaken because some guy comes around and says, I got the Spirit of God in me, and here's how it is. No. Or through word, somebody just comes in and says it. No. Or through an epistle, as through us, there were letters circulating that were forged with Paul's name on them. So don't be shaken by any of this stuff. No one should be deluding you by any method. But they were worried that the day of the Lord was present. That is, the tribulation already started. This is interesting. This kind of leans toward the view that the snatching away will happen before the tribulation starts, because these believers in Thessalonica thought that they had missed the snatching away, that is, their assembly unto the Lord. Why would they have thought they'd have missed it? Because they thought the tribulation was upon them. These people had talked with Paul. Paul had visited them. They served him coffee. Paul was their personal friend. So they were up to speed. And in their mind, the presence of the tribulation, that is the beginning of the day of the Lord, would prove to them that they had missed the snatching away. That maybe, that's right, in Romans, I bet they're snatched away. I bet the Galatians are snatched away. How come we got left here? That's what they were thinking. And Paul, when Paul writes them, that would immediately have cured them of that. Well, Paul's still here. That would have immediately cured them of this false idea that the day of the Lord had already begun. Nevertheless, Paul goes through a series of events that must happen before the day of the Lord begins. Now, strangely enough, some people use this context to quote-unquote prove that, well, the body of Christ will go through the tribulation. Okay, we're going to look at that. Or that the body of Christ is not snatched away until the middle of the tribulation. Oh, we're going to go through that. Or that the body of Christ is not snatched away at all. That the assembling unto the Lord, meeting him in the air, is just like a fancy little flourish before they come back down to earth. Which to me is an absurdity. Snatched away, meet the Lord in the air, and then come back down. Why? When our realm is inherent in the heavenlies, when we are seated among the celestials in Christ. Anyway, that's another topic, but none of this. And it's going to be plain to you that this can't be. There's another suggestion that when I get down to verse 6, not many people go down to verse 6 when they're talking about this. They stop after verse 5. Yeah, I don't know why, but verse 6 talks about the detainer. You're aware what is detaining him. Who? The man of lawlessness. What's detaining him? Gonna get there. There's controversy about that, believe it or not. Yeah, I know. There's controversy about everything. Is the detainer Jesus Christ himself? I'm going to show you that's impossible. Is the detainer the body of Christ? I'm going to show you that that's extremely possible. All right, hang on. You can see I got a lot to do. I'm looking at my time now. I'm wondering if I myself can do it in one show. We're going to see. This is a rich topic. It has to do with timing. It has to do with the thing we're longing for, which is to be together with Christ, to ever be with the Lord. That's what we're looking forward to. We want and we don't want the tribulation to start. We don't want it to start because it's going to be hell on earth. Sorry, I can't stay. Sorry, I can't stay for the tribulation. I have to be going now. But we know that when it begins, it means that there's a clock started, a seven-year clock, to the coming of Christ to the earth. And there's going to be 1,000 years of peace on this planet. How about that? That's new. Paul says, no one should be deluding you by any method, for should not the apostasy be coming first? So Paul's giving a list now of things that must come first before the tribulation starts. He's doing this to prove to them that the tribulation hasn't started. You're just going through some crap here, okay? I know it's bad, but it ain't the tribulation, kid. It ain't the tribulation. Not yet, because certain things have to happen. Number one, the apostasy should be coming first. Now, Paul was still in the midst of the ecclesias at this time. But as soon as Paul left, the apostasy kicked in. Now, the apostasy has been in. Apostasy means from stand. A, the letter A in the Greek is the negative. It's from, it's not, and stasia is standing. That is not standing. From standing, actually. So, only somebody who was standing can apostatize, technically. Well, let me rethink this. Apostasy is a falling away. It's the common understanding of it, but in the literal Greek, it's from stand. You go from standing to not standing. Yeah, okay. You have to have some sort of legitimacy, and then the whole thing falls away. This could happen personally, like somebody believes in Jesus Christ, they're in the body of Christ, but then they fall away from it, but once saved, always saved. Or it could be an institutional falling away, like the church was once legitimate, the ecclesias, all these ecclesias Paul wrote to, they were legitimate, but after Paul left, they became institutionalized, and now the institutions have fallen away from the faith. That's what people are falling away from here, the faith. And now that the institution has apostatized, anyone coming into that institution, having that institution presented to them as the be-all, end-all of spiritual attainment, and spiritual recognition and godliness, anyone joining that will then not even get to the truth in the first place. It's not that the people will apostatize. See, after the organization has apostatized, it continues into the future, as the Catholic Church has, as an apostatized system, which is part of the apostasy Paul is talking about here. And then anyone who joins that system can't be said to apostatize personally, because they're never even arriving at the truth themselves, because they've started by becoming identified with a false system that derails them from the beginning. It doesn't even derail them. It just brings them into a falsehood. They're not derailed from what, you know? Yeah, they're just entering into falsehood, thinking that it's true. That's what's happened to billions of people since these systems have been installed by Satan as false systems from the jump. Anyone joining them then? So the only people, the only personal people who could apostatize in my mind are those from the first century. Let's say after Paul leaves, like Paul says, all in Asia have forsaken me. That's apostasy. Once saved, always saved, but they're turning away from the faith. They're turning away from Paul. They're being seduced by these popular organizations like the circumcision. That shit was popular. I don't know why. It's popular to get the end of your favorite reproductive organ cut off. I don't know why that would be so popular, except that it was a visible sign. Well, not many people saw it, but maybe you had a sticker. Yeah, like, you know, the sticker you get when you vote. I voted. Nobody actually saw you in the voting booth, but you have this sticker on your lapel. I voted. Well, maybe back in the day, you had this. The males had a sticker on their tunics or their robes to say, "I'm circumcised." Maybe there's a graphic on it. I don't know. I'm circumcised. There's a little picture of a. Never mind what there's a picture of. Stop it. Do you not remember? Okay. Should not the apostasy be coming first? And the man of lawlessness be unveiled, the son of destruction. So Paul's saying, do you see the man of lawlessness unveiled anywhere yet? Thessalonians be like, no, well, no. Then the day of the Lord can't be here. The apostasy has to come first. It really hasn't come first because I'm holding it off because I'm such a badass, Paul says. I'm such a badass. I don't let anything go. If ever I hear that anything's coming in from the circumcision, any laws that would impose themselves on our grace, I'm on it. I'm shooting it down. I got a shoulder-launched bazooka, so there's no chance the apostasy's coming in when I'm on guard here. Not on my watch, Paul says. But after I leave, he said this before, in another place, wolves will come in. Yeah. Because Paul's a strong man, and he didn't put up with any BS. He didn't put up with any false teaching. He was a pain in the ass. He was tough, but thank God for the saints, because he protected them. He protected the saints from that. Some of the saints weren't as sharp as Paul was. But as soon as he left, other people took advantage of it. The strong man's gone now. These weak people can be easily influenced. There's no more badasses on the seat at that time. So, Paul says, no, he has to come, and this is what he will do. Who is opposing, lifting himself up, this is the man of lawlessness, over everyone termed a god or an object of veneration, so that he is seated. And I believe Paul is looking ahead to what the man of lawlessness will do. He's reviewing his career before it has even happened. It doesn't mean that all these things will happen at the same time when the man of lawlessness shows up. Like when he's unveiled, suddenly he's going to be seated in the temple of God, demonstrating that he himself is God. That's not implied here. It's what he will do. And then Paul says, don't you remember that still being with you, I told you these things? It's like, what's the matter with you people? And in verse 6, now you are aware what is detaining. Now we have another thing that has to happen before the man of lawlessness, before the apostasy starts and the man of lawlessness is unveiled. Aren't you aware what is detaining for him to be unveiled in his own era? For the secret of lawlessness is already operating. I don't have time to talk about that today. Going to get into it tomorrow. The secret of lawlessness. Wait till you hear this. This is a secret until I reveal it. I mean, Paul revealed it, but I'll tell you what it is tomorrow. The secret of lawlessness is already operating. The apostasy wasn't already operating, but the secret of lawlessness was already operating. And the secret of lawlessness will lead the institutions to apostasy. This is a fascinating topic. Going to get into it tomorrow. Don't have time today. Only when the present detainer may be coming out of the mist, then will be unveiled the lawless one, whom the Lord will eventually in the future dispatch with the spirit of his mouth, will discard by the advent of his presence. Ooh, parousia again. Suddenly I have the taste for some hors d'oeuvres. Whose presence is in accord with the operation of Satan, all power, signs, false miracles. There's a big clue as to what the secret of lawlessness is. But here's a third thing that has to happen before the day of the Lord can be present. One, the apostasy should be coming first. Two, the man of lawlessness unveiled, who will see himself in the temple of God, who will be destroyed by the presence of Christ. And another thing has to take place. The detainer has to come out of the way, because the detainer is the one keeping the man of lawlessness from being unveiled. Who's the detainer? Who's the detainer? It ain't who's the detainer. It's what's the detainer.